Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Bright sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 48. Winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows level off around 20. Daytime highs approaching 46 tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. Mainly clear skies Saturday with daytime highs approaching 43. 44 Sunday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently 20.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. Great Bend officials are checking water lines soon. J.P. Bizet explains.
JEO Consulting Group will visit homes and businesses next week to inspect water service lines, ensuring compliance with federal regulations. Visits run from 3 to 7:30 p.m. and take about 10 to 15 minutes. Inspectors may ask plumbing questions, request photos, or check where the water line enters the building. Residents should provide access to the service line and have someone 18 or older present. The city urges cooperation to identify potential lead lines.
A Wichita theater wanted to expand, but the city council said no this week. The Crown Uptown Theater owner wanted to double the attendance to turn a profit and threatened to tear down the building if his expansion request was not approved. It's not clear now if the theater plans to follow through with tearing down. Neighbors fought the expansion, and there were issues with fire codes. The Crown Uptown Theater is part of the Wichita Historic Preservation Plan, so extra rules apply. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Feeling the aches and pains of everyday life slowing you down? Introducing Blue Emu, America's number one emu oil formula for pain relief. In a recent clinical trial, 91% of users saw improvement after using Blue Emu. Whether you're working hard, playing harder, or just staying active, Blue Emu penetrates deep to relieve joint and muscle pain fast. And best of all, you won't stink. Join the 91% who felt the difference. Find Blue Emu at your local retailer or online. Blue Emu works fast and you won't stink.
Substance use disorder and addiction is so isolating. And so, as a Black woman in recovery, hope must be loud. It grows louder when you ask for help and you're vulnerable. It is the thread that lets you know that no matter what happens, you will be okay.
When we learn the power of hope, recovery is possible. Find out how at startwithhope.com. Brought to you by the National Council for Mental Wellbeing, Shatterproof, and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. The Kansas Department for Children and Families announced on Monday, January 27th, that the 2025 application period for Sunbucks is now open. And Sunbucks, previously called Summer EBT in Kansas, is a federal program administered by the Department for Children and Families that provides a one-time benefit of $120 per year for each eligible school-aged child to help offset the cost of groceries over the summer. Many families will automatically get the Sunbucks benefit without needing to apply. Households with an eligible child who can be identified by the Department for Children and Families will receive a letter from the Department for Children and Families in January notifying them that their child is eligible for Sunbucks. Sunbucks benefits will be added to an existing household Kansas benefits card, also known as an EBT card, or loaded onto a Kansas benefits card and mailed to their home in April. If a household did not receive a letter from the DCF in January regarding Sunbucks eligibility and they believe their child is eligible, they will need to apply. Sunbucks applications will be accepted starting Monday, January 27th through 5 p.m. on Friday, August 29th. Families will need to use their existing DCF self-service account or create an account to apply through the Department for Children and Families online service portal at dcfapp.kees.ks.gov, and benefits will be issued beginning in April 2025. Children in the custody of the Department for Children and Families secretary and enrolled in a Kansas school are eligible for Sunbucks, and relatives, non-related kin, and foster homes will need to submit a Sunbucks application for children in their care after April 1st to ensure the benefit is issued to the correct address. For any application submitted after April 1st, Sunbucks benefits will be issued once the child has been determined eligible. In 2024, the Sunbucks program provided more than $15 million in benefits to 127,202 Kansas children. To learn more about Sunbucks and the eligibility, you can visit sunbucks.dcf.ks.gov. The Kansas 988 Coordinating Council released data for the 988 Lifeline in the state, and the council created the report for the 2025 Kansas Legislature with support from the Kansas Health Institute. The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline, or 988 Lifeline, was started in 2022 to create a shift in how the U.S. addresses behavioral health crises. 988 offers 24/7 access to trained crisis counselors who help people experiencing mental health-related distress, including thoughts of suicide, mental health or substance use crisis, and/or any other kind of emotional distress. Kansas has 5 centers handling calls, and the findings in Kansas from the data collected includes that the 988 Lifeline in Kansas experienced growth in call volume and infrastructure during year 2. Kansas call centers handled 25,432 calls, averaging 2,119 per month. Text and chat services saw a more than 45% increase from the previous year, with 13,644 texts and chats routed, averaging 1,139 monthly texts or chats. In year 2, Kansas saw a slight drop in the percentage of calls answered in the state. Between August 2023 and July 2024, Kansas answered 88.5% of its 988 calls on average, falling just short of the national and state goal of 90% and last year's average of 90.3%. The in-state answer rate fluctuated between 85% and 91% throughout the year. Chat and text services showed different answer patterns from call services, with in-state rates around 45% for chats and 51% for texts in July 2024, and the data indicated higher call volumes during the summer months. If you or someone you know is in crisis, call, text, or chat to the number 988 for help. Governor Kelly recently announced that the Kansas Office of Broadband Development began accepting applications on February 3rd for funding from the National Telecommunications Information and Administration, or NTIA, Digital Equity Capacity Grant Program, and there will be a total of $8.2 million in funding. The program promotes partnerships to enhance digital opportunity efforts and expand workforce skills, education, and other resources. And while applicants are encouraged to develop new and innovative strategies, the program targets projects in areas that include digital skills, device distribution programs, online access to health and mental wellness services, and access to affordable broadband service. Applications are open now until April 3rd, and eligible entities that are encouraged to apply include community organizations, educational institutions, tribal nations, and local government agencies. To learn more about the efforts at the Kansas Office of Broadband Development, you can visit kansascommerce.gov/Office of Broadband Development. In Nebraska news, 28-year-old Carney Metcalf has been charged in Hall County Court with DUI, child abuse, and transporting a child while intoxicated after Hall County deputies said she drove 3.5 times the legal drinking limit with her kids inside the vehicle before crashing into the Platte River. According to the arrest affidavit, at around 9:30 p.m. on Sunday, Hall County Sheriff's deputies received a report of a vehicle traveling northbound in the southbound lane in the area of Highway 281 and Pine Street in Donovan. Court records show that the deputies later found a 2013 Kia Optima driven by Metcalf in the Platte River just north of Interstate 80 and Highway 281 between the north and southbound lanes. Deputies said Metcalf was standing in the water by the vehicle and the two children had to be rescued from the vehicle. Deputies said damage to the vehicle indicated Metcalf was driving recklessly at a high rate of speed when she struck a concrete retaining wall, which caused the vehicle to go into the river. Metcalf and the two children were transported to CHI Health St. Francis, where they were treated and released. And while there, a preliminary breath test determined that Metcalf had a blood alcohol level of 0.280, which is 3.5 times the legal limit. She was treated and released. She was later arrested, and court records show Metcalf posted 10% of a $5,000 bond to be released from jail. Her next court date was scheduled for March 5th. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Smoky Hills PBS has announced the return of the Kansas Legislature, which will be premiering tomorrow, Friday, February 7th at 7 p.m. This live interactive program serves as a vital platform for Kansas residents to engage directly with their state legislators, fostering insightful discussions on key legislative issues. Les Kinderconnect, the Smoky Hills PBS senior producer and director, said the Kansas legislature is an essential resource for staying informed on politics that impact Kansas communities. And this program not only keeps Kansans updated on legislative matters, but also encourages civic participation by providing direct access to lawmakers. Smoky Hills PBS is also inviting Kansas classrooms to submit questions for legislators, and this initiative aims to engage students in the legislative process and promote civic education. Educators and students can send their questions to thekslegshptv.org. Becky Kaiser, the news reporter for Hays Post and Eagle Radio, has been named the moderator for the 2025 season of the Kansas Legislature, and two or three legislators will join her during each show. Tomorrow, Friday, February 7th, the show will feature Representative Ken Rodges of Agra, Representative Clark Sanders of Salina, Senator Tori Marie Blue of Great Bend, and Senator Rick Billinger of Goodland. The 2025 Kansas Legislature is made possible by a partnership with the Docking Institute of Public Affairs at Fort Hays State University. Ted White, the Norton County Solid Waste Landfill Supervisor, has announced that due to the latest guidelines from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, there are items that cannot be placed into residential and commercial trash, including dumpsters and roll-offs. The list of items includes regulated hazardous waste, and the Kansas Department of Health and Environment will be notified of any hazardous waste detected, abandoned vehicles, autos, farm machinery, etc., brought into the landfill, dead animals of any kind, including any wild game carcasses, red bag medical waste of any kind, as the Kansas Department of Health and Environment will be notified within 24 hours, sewage waste and septic tank waste, pesticide containers, special waste, unless approved by the county solid waste supervisor and the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, agriculture jugs, barrels, and totes, not triple rinsed and dried, and barrels and totes must have the tops cut out, electronics of any kind, fluorescent light bulbs of any type and ballasts, batteries, lithium, lead acid, and paints and chemicals, household waste, hazardous waste of any kind. Due to the facility operation plan, if any of the above items are in your trash, it will not be accepted, and if any non-allowed items are in your loads after you've dumped, you will be charged a sorting fee. Norton County Solid Waste asks the community to please help them to keep your trash services and your Norton County landfill running smoothly by following these guidelines. If anyone has questions about any of the items, you can call the Norton County Solid Waste Supervisor, as he is better equipped to answer your questions, and he can be reached at 785-877-5790. The Board of County Commissioners of Norton County, Kansas, determined that environmental conditions exist in the county that have led to numerous wildfires, and they also determined that due to the dryness, the potential for uncontrollable fires exists. The Norton County Board of Commissioners wants to prevent the destruction of crop, grass, building, and/or life, so the commissioners have banned open burning. Open burning means any outdoor fire, including but not limited to burning of trash in uncontained and uncovered receptacles, burning of fields, pasture, fence rows, and grassland or ditches, campfires, and uncontained warming fires. The resolution will be in effect from the date of execution, February 3, 2025, until such time as it's modified or rescinded by the Board of Norton County Commissioners. The Board of County Commissioners has declared that it shall be unlawful to violate the resolution and that anyone found to be guilty of violating the resolution will be subject to a fine not to exceed $500 or confinement in the county jail not to exceed 1 month or both. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having macaroni and cheese, little smokies, cooked carrots, rosy applesauce, pepper strips, French bread, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be barbecue meatballs or chef salad, whipped potatoes, French bread, and milk. For Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be fruit pie, salad, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 48 and a north wind around 5 miles per hour, which should become southeast in the afternoon. For tonight, there'll be patchy freezing fog after 1 a.m., otherwise mostly clear with a low around 20 and a southeast wind around 5 miles per hour. On Friday, there'll be patchy freezing fog before 10 a.m., otherwise it'll be sunny with a high near 46. And on Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 22. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Saturday it should be sunny with a high near 43. On Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 36. On Monday, there's a 30% chance of snow, mainly afternoon. Should be mostly cloudy with a high near 35. On Tuesday, a 40% chance of snow, mostly cloudy with a high near 22. And on Wednesday, a 40% chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 21. Currently, with fair skies, it is 16 degrees. The humidity is 79%. The wind speed is northwest at 9 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.10. The dew point is 10 degrees. And the current wind chill is 5 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:23. It's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Andy Reid spoke to the media once again on Wednesday, and he discussed how his team's been able to get those winning time moments down the stretch of each game this year that become synonymous with the team so far this season, where they're winning at the very end of games and not like you typically think an Andy Reid team would win.
Yeah, some of those were just how the ball bounced, literally, and others, I know our guys work hard at all the different situations that we've had, and during training camp you pound those things out. Normally you don't get to use them all. I feel like we used most of the situations this year. But I would also tell you that the guys, they obviously don't give up. They're going to play four quarters for it.
Super Bowl is set for Sunday at 5:30 p.m. against the Eagles. You can watch it on Fox. Kansas Information Network Sports. I'm Spencer Dupuy.
The mud, the slush, the muck. Yuck! You need footwear that protects you from whatever is underfoot. Dryshod is the boot that fits that bill and has become the number one outdoor boot at ValleyVet.com. With genuine high-quality natural rubber overlay and better shank support, the 100% waterproof dry shod boots are more comfortable hour after hour. You'll appreciate the four-way stretch, breathable air mesh lining, and the ability to roll down the tops to tuck in pant legs. Fewer seams means no water saturation and no heavy boots to lug. You will like the all-terrain self-cleaning acid-resistant sole. Your feet will be warm and dry when the weather gets mucky. With styles for men, women, and kids, dry shod the whole family at valleybed.com or try them on in Valley Vet's store. Find your ranching needs at valleybed.com or shop their store in Marysville.
Valleybet.com. Valley Vet Supply.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.